Earlier this week, the Mexican Supreme Court took a step toward legalizing marijuana in that country with a vote by the court's criminal chamber declaring that individuals should have the right to grow marijuana for personal use. Now, the ruling doesn't strike down the country's strict drug laws, which put thousands of people in jail every year on charges of consumption and possession, but it is creating a path for eventual legalization. Mike Vigil is a former DEA agent. He was also DEA's chief of international operations. He worked in Mexico for 13 years. Mike, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, as someone who spent years on the front lines of what has become a war, the drug war in Mexico, what's your reaction to the ruling?
Well, it's somewhat discomforting. I don't see marijuana as a recreational drug. I think it's a very harmful drug. Obviously, the criminal chamber of the Mexican Supreme Court, you know, regulates a lot of the laws that deal with criminal activity, with drug trafficking. But the ruling by the Supreme Court is very restrictive to four individuals who want to form a drug club. So it's not overturning, you know, the laws, as you indicated. But the fact is that it does open up the door. It punches a hole through the legal foundation and the use of drugs in Mexico. So it could lead to further lawsuits opening up the door for full legalization of marijuana.
And it's certainly being interpreted that way. So we're in the throes of marijuana liberalization here in the United States, of course. We have 23 states in D.C. that have medical marijuana. Four states have legalized recreational marijuana. In that context, what message do you think Mexico, even if the court doesn't intend to send it, what is the message that Mexico is sending to the United States in our sort of complicated long-term drug war relationship?
Well, the fact of the matter is that the drug policies that we have here in the United States are very perplexing. You know, they're very inconsistent, and we hold a lot of countries' feet to the fire in terms of doing more to eliminate drug crops, drug abuse, drug trafficking. And here we are legalizing marijuana, which is, you know, a dangerous drug. So as a result of that, you know, there's many countries who are losing a lot of individuals, citizens, and members of their security forces to drug trafficking violence. And, you know, so there's an inconsistent pattern in terms of what we're doing here in the United States, and it sends a very clear message to many countries that why are we having to do this when the United States is legalizing drugs?
So we see some, at least, nods towards liberalization in Mexico. Bolivia has had some. Uruguay has had some. Is the old unified front in the drug war between the United States and Latin America, is it over?
I don't think it's over because in Mexico, for example, 77% of the population is opposed to legalization of marijuana. You know, they've taken a very strong stand in terms of combating drugs. But the fact is that, you know, Uruguay in a couple of years ago, you know, legalized marijuana. You know, Chile just recently harvested their first crop of so-called medical marijuana. We have issues now in Colombia where President Santos has stopped the eradication of coca plants because he feels that it might cause cancer. So we are driving this train, and this train, it may be headed to a severe wreck down the line.
As a couple of countries around the Western Hemisphere, including the United States, slowly move to liberalize their marijuana laws, at least state by state in this country, a court in Mexico has opened the door to doing the same. Mike Vigil says that's a terrible idea. He's a former DEA agent, chief of international operations for the Drug Enforcement Agency. Mike Vigil, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.